The following programming is sponsored by Bloomer's Home and Garden Center. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Welcome to Bloomer's in the Garden. I'm Len Schroeder.
And I'm Julio Zamora.
Steve from Broomall, my son-in-law, called the father-in-law garden hotline and wants to put in a raised vegetable garden along a neighbor's hedge. Hear about the do's and don'ts in our first segment.
Our buddy Howard of Staten Island called the Bloomers in the Garden hotline and had a question about tulips. Hear all about growing tulips in our second segment.
We received a text on the Bloomers in the Garden hotline about preventing sweet gum balls from dropping their seed into their your yard. We've got a solution to eliminate these gumballs, which can be a real annoyance. Now, Aaron, I know you've stepped on a Lego in the middle of the night.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what it feels like when you step on one of these gumballs from a sweet gum tree.
Pain.
But we can eliminate them. Listen in during our third segment.
No matter what the plant, fertilizing using a slow-release fertilizer will get you the best results. We'll help you choose the best fertilizer for you in our fourth segment.
Professor Steve of Florida in Washington Township, New Jersey, was en route back to New Jersey with a car full of uprooted geraniums. Hear all about it in our final segment.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back in the garden right after these messages.
Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com and we'll see you in the garden.
Fertilome's Triple Action contains 70% neem oil and 0.25% pyrethrins as a concentrate and ready to spray. It is an insecticide, fungicide, and miticide labeled to use on vegetables, fruits, nuts, herbs, spices, and ornamentals. This organic OMRI-listed product controls a wide variety of insect pests and diseases, including aphids, scale, spider mites, white flies, rust, leaf spot, and powdery mildew. This insecticide is an all-in-one bottle that will cure just about any problem you may run into throughout the year. Fertilome's Triple Action has been helping gardeners across the country for years. Best to apply in late evening and early morning hours. Mix 1 ounce, which is equivalent to 2 tablespoons, in a gallon of water. The best part is, Triple Action may be used up to the day of harvest. So, the next time you are visiting your favorite garden center, ask for Fertilome's Triple Action and expect to have the best-looking plants in the neighborhood.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or see and hear us by subscribing to Bloomers' YouTube channel. Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley every Saturday. First, wake up with us at 6 a.m. on WNWR The Word at 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. Tune in at 8 a.m. to Bloomers in the Garden Radio on Talk 860 WWDB. A rebroadcast of Bloomers in the Garden Radio is played each Saturday evening at 5 p.m. on The Word, 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard throughout the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Hey, my son-in-law, Steve, he's really hitting the yard hard.
Oh, yes, he is. Huh?
First his lawn, now a vegetable garden.
Look at that.
He's got some unique challenges and that you may be familiar with him. Wow. So he wants to build, Julio, a raised bed about 18 inches tall.
Right.
And he wants it 30 inches wide and then about 8 foot long.
Wow, that's a nice Nice size.
No, it isn't. It stinks. I know. I told him so.
Yeah, it did.
It's 30 inches wide. You know, if he plants broccoli, he gets what? One broccoli plant? One tomato plant? Yeah. I don't know. So biggest problem, he wants to put it along his neighbor's, it's a Leyland cypher hedge, probably about 15 foot.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, it's going to get sun. No.
Bad spot.
And at least he looked. He measured it out. He said sun goes behind the hedges at about 2:45. So he has sunlight until then. It's full sun for veggies. They want to be in full sun. He's going to have a problem. He also they get a lot of deer.
Oh, they do.
They do. Ooh. They do. So all in his neighborhood, all the emerald green arborvitaes are all poodled.
They're all poodled up.
Took a little tuft on the top.
Isn't that nice? They don't have to trim.
Right. So in this bed, again, 18 by 30 by 8 foot, it's going to be enclosed in chicken wire.
Oh, gosh. Add
more shade with chicken wire, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I don't know. I'm going to try to see if my daughter can convince him to move it in a different section, maybe behind the house where it can get full sun.
Are you telling me he's not going to listen to you?
Well, you know, I'm the father, and like, do whatever you want. And then I get to criticize when it doesn't work out well.
That's right. Look what happened.
Right? Yeah, I don't know, Steve.
You should have put it over there, Steve.
Yeah, sure, listen to me. Yeah, but it's a challenge because it is a good spot for it, and he's got a bunch of topsoil. And a few weeks ago, we talked about how he put down grass seed.
Oh, yeah.
And people out there listening, you may have the same problem where you have spots where you put soil in, and the grass seed's starting to grow, but you're concerned about cutting the regular grass because you don't want to suck up at the regular grass, you know, the baby grass seed. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it, because what will happen is as the grass grows, it's putting shade over top of the baby grass plants. So you need to get that in an open area. He's got some spots that just aren't growing anything. Right. I told him, you know, part of it is because the seed may be a little deeper.
Right.
But that doesn't really help with the gardening situation. It's tough. And you want it close. You want your garden close enough to the house where you can walk out and go pick some things and bring it back into the house and cook them up. And the thought of where to put it is good. But the problem is that those Leyland cypress aren't going to stop growing. They're going to continue to grow and be even a harder thing. And, of course, saw something online, and like we talked about, and I'm like, oh, you're going to build the base out of 6x6 railroad ties, right?
Right.
And he's, no, it's going to do like maybe take 4x4s, put them in the ground, and then take like a 2x10 to hold the soil in. You know, when you're done, it looks good, but it may not hold, and you may get that soil, the weight of that soil is going to push on that and move everything. But again, it's worth a try.
It is.
I mentioned Mel Bartholomew. Do you know who Mel Bartholomew is?
No, who's that?
Mel Bartholomew. He's must be 100 years or not around anymore.
Okay.
He developed something called square foot gardening.
Square foot gardening.
And what he did is he took gardening into square foot areas.
Okay.
And then would put a plant in each square foot.
Nice.
And then if one plant needed a little more, like, you know, say he had cucumbers or something where he needed to stake them and he needed a little bit more room, he could do that. But he divided his garden up into square feet, and then each little block became how he planted. And I told Steve that's what he should do.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and it's still being done, and there's still lots of followers for square foot gardening. I love that technique just because, again, you can take 4 square foot blocks and put in some of the larger growing vegetables.
Nice.
So, but it requires you staking everything or doing tomato cages or doing some of the, like, you know, we just got in some of the bush tomato plants.
Good.
And where they're going to, again, indeterminate
determinate.
Versus determinate. Yeah. A bush tomato plant is determinate. It determines the size that it's going to get, where an indeterminate is one that will grow the entire season, and you know it'll be up to the housetop. you know, if you keep on staking it, again, sunlight is the key. If he gets sunlight until 3 o'clock, he could probably get away with it.
But the Leylands are going to grow, you said.
Plus the sunlight naturally after after Memorial Day. No, let's see, it's more fluid. So it's after the second quarter, right? Uh-huh. So the second quarter is from March to June, that then it stops. And then it stops. The sunlight is less and less and less. Yeah. Just like now, it's more and more and more. And then it becomes less and less until you get to.
So you
got
to think of that.
What's the shortest day of the year, Julio?
The shortest day of the year is going to be in.
Come on, you can do it. Uh oh, I see smoke.
Oh, let me see. Shortest day of the year. Oh, no. June
5, 4, 3, 2, December 22nd. Oh.
The longest day is June.
Yeah.
June 21st.
That's right. That's right. That's why they call, there's always the Alzheimer's walks on the longest day of the year, just because the days are pretty long for caregivers, for people with Alzheimer's, and Alzheimer's folks are affected by sundowning. Mm-hmm. Any case, sunlight, folks, if you're planting a garden, you need to get as much sun as possible to have the best vegetables. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. All right. We'll be back in the garden right after these messages. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. 1-880, and we'll see you in the garden. Wanting to up your game in the vegetable garden? With 90 years of organic gardening experience, the Espoma Company has you covered. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your average garden variety fertilizer. Garden Tone is especially blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supplies essential nutrients for strong, healthy plants and mouth-watering vegetables. Its slow-release formula provides continuous feeding. The Biotone contained in Garden Tone is a combination of organic ingredients and beneficial microbes to help roots grow deeper and faster for bigger, more bountiful harvests. Garden Tone is simple to use and safe for people, pets, and the planet. No harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers are ever added. You can find Garden Tone at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to find a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Last year, millions of Americans asked the internet about protecting their lawns and gardens. There's one simple answer: BioAdvanced. Because gardeners have trusted the blue bottle for decades. Invasive insects? Blue bottle. Lawn fungus? Blue bottle. Japanese beetles? Blue bottle. A BioAdvanced answer for every question and guaranteed solutions for every problem. BioAdvanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BioAdvanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care controls insects and diseases, plus feeds.
Yes, sir. We're having a good time here today, folks. We got little Deuce. We got Deuce in the house.
Deuce is in the house.
Yes, sir. Our special guest.
Come here. This is Aaron's son. Nickname Deuce. He's Aaron. What's your middle name?
I don't know.
You don't know.
What's your Aaron first name? What?
You're the second, right? Aaron Thompson the second?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Let's keep it straight. We call you Deuce. I like Deuce better.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like that.
Well, we had one of our friends call.
Oh, yeah, we had our buddy,
Harold.
Buddy Harold, yes. Harold called, Harold Kozak called us about the tulips he planted a few years ago. Listen to his call.
Hey, Julio, Len, Harold Kozak here from Staten Island. I have a mystery question that I can't solve, and maybe you guys can. a few years ago, I planted tulip bulbs, and the following year they came up nice. And then for the next two or three years, all I got was a couple of leaves, no tulips at all, and I just gave up on it. And that was like for the last two or three years. Now, all of a sudden, I go outside my house, and bingo, there's a couple of tulips. And they hadn't come up for like two or three years. Can you solve this mystery for me? Okay, thank you, Sherlock Holmes. Okay, guys, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Harold, we got to... Hey, easy. That's an easy-peasy question. Tulips right now, they're starting to drop their flower petals, and that you don't want to cut them back, okay? And here's the issue. After 2 years, you really can only get a bloom cycle of about 2 years because the bulbs under the ground split, and then they become little baby bulbs. Mm-hmm. And those baby bulbs just throw up leaves, and they don't throw up flowers until they grow up to be big bulbs. So... that's what's going on with Harold. Yeah. But listen, if you planted tulips and they're done flowering, you need to let them get yellow. Don't like cut them back. Don't try to move them. Don't try to do anything. Just let them get yellow because they have to go back to dormant. Think of it this way. A tulip bulb a fountain. Yeah. And that fountain from the bottom of the bulb sends up a beautiful flower, and it flourishes and looks beautiful for several weeks. But then when the flowers fall off, all that energy has to go back into that bulb. So up the fountain goes, down the fountain goes back down into the bulb. And you basically are going to get 2 years out of a flowering tulip. At Bloomers, we plant a whole bunch. But after that second year, we pull them out and we put them in the compost or recycling and we don't use them again. If you are courageous enough to try to dig them up after their second season, so this would be their third season, you're going to want to divide them in where you'll have bulblets, which are baby bulbs, and that you'll split them, plant those, and you may have just leaves the next year, but the following year they'll get big enough to where they can produce a flower. Quite frankly, it's a pain in the neck.
Yeah. you don't want to go
bulbs are about a quarter.
Yeah.
And that again, it just is such a show you get with just planting bulbs every year. Now the good news is if you have daffodils or say hyacinths. Or mini daffodils, no problem. Mm-hmm. They will come back and they will rebloom and rebloom every single year. Yeah. If they get a little too tight for the area, they may slow down. It may be a lot of foliage. But again, if you're absolutely intent on having them rebloom and you don't want to do the work later, you need to plant daffodils or hyacinths. Again, paper whites, they'll do the same thing, narcissus, but it's the tulips that really are the show.
Oh, yeah,
really. The color range that you get from tulips is amazing.
It is.
And that, again, it is worthwhile, but you only get about 2 years from it. But if you have tulips that this is the first year that they're blooming, and they start, you have to let them get yellow. Let that energy go back into the bulb. And once they've dried out, that you can twist off, it takes probably about 3 weeks or more of them getting yellow. So you're looking at the very end of spring, and it's going to be ugly for a while. But you just let it do that, and then you twist off at the base, and you pull up. And that the bulb will stay in the ground, but all that foliage and the stem from the flowers will pop out, and you can put that into your compost or your recycling bin. Yeah.
And the beauty of the tulips, I think, Glenn, is not to have them all like such a long time. There's so many beautiful varieties.
Oh, there are.
Nowadays it's like. Whew.
There are. And then you can also get mixes where instead of just getting one solid variety, you can get multiple varieties. And then. you know, tulips come in a wide range of variegated flower types, like with yellows and reds, and there are pinks with stripes in them.
There's some that are taller than others, so you can, you know, you play with that too.
Yep, and make sure you're paying attention to when they bloom, because there are basically three. There's early flowering tulips, there's mid-season tulips, there's late season tulips. And we always plant early to mid just simply because we want to have them go yellow. And then we come right back and plant our annuals over top. Right over top. Yeah, and all of our bedding plants, we plant them right on top of the tulips.
Yeah,
so
that's a beautiful thing to do.
And then next year, they come right
coming
up.
Back,
yeah. They come right up. Yeah,
and so, then you turn them over,
and then we have a little ceremony. Thank you for your service.
That's right.
So I'm interested in the stacking. So you're saying that you stack the bulbs.
Yeah.
Your annuals will come up after that.
Well, you plant right on top of the tulips.
Oh wow, okay.
Because the tulips are going to be about 6 inches down,
right?
And that where the annuals, whether it's you're doing like we did bubblegum petunias, where those were in 4-inch pots, we put that right on top. We did that Secrestia.
Ah, okay. I do remember. Yeah.
The purple leaves where we took that in Dusty Miller and just plant it right on top of the tulips.
Okay. That actually looks like it would be easier for me to maintain, you know, once the tulips go down, because I have them in my back right now,
yeah,
and they're starting to drop some of their leaves,
yeah,
right. And I
just
was thinking,
let them go yellow. Let them go yellow, and have the patience to let them go yellow enough.
Okay,
that's the thing. You'll know it's time because you just go down to the base of the soil and give it a twist, and it will pop right out.
About okay,
yep.
All right, valuable information. Thank you.
Yep, no problem. Harold, I hope that helps.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant paired with the perfect container can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to zizi plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or see and hear us by subscribing to Bloomers YouTube channel. Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley every Saturday. First, wake up with us at 6 a.m. on WNWR The Word at 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. Tune in at 8 a.m. to Bloomers in the Garden Radio on Talk 860 WWDB. A rebroadcast of Bloomers in the Garden Radio is played each Saturday evening at 5 p.m. on The Word, 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard throughout the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Ron texted the Bloomers in the Garden hotline, and here is his text.
Do you have any suggestions and or recommendations to prevent the formation of sweet gum balls on your liquid lumbar variety? I know there are growth retardants and some injections, but timing is critical. Thank you, Ron.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And he's got it. That's the only thing. It's a growth regulator. Growth regulator from Monterey. That's the best place where a homeowner version you can get. Florel is what it's called, and that's Monterey Chemical Company. And again, it's a growth regulator called Florel. And he knows what to do. Mm-hmm. You can call other companies, like tree companies or spraying companies, and that they can come and do this, but you can do it yourself if the tree is of a size where you can get to the flowers. And that's what's critical. Timing is critical. But did you know that you can do this on crab apples if you don't like the crab apples? Right. If you don't like there are Bradford pear trees that get fruit and that you don't want that. Mm-hmm. So you can do this to almost all types of trees. But again, it's the fruit that falls from a sweet gum tree has prevented me from planting one because I think they're beautiful trees. They're perfect, almost pyramidal trees. They get tall. You know, they're going to get 35 feet tall. And the leaves are a perfect star. And they're just beautiful. And then they get great fall color. But they get these gumball things, and like I said to Aaron, it's like stepping on Legos and when you walk them in the yard or you're cutting the grass and it catches one and it flings it a mile across the lawn. They are definitely an annoyance.
They don't look too cool looking.
They're like an inch and a half across. And they're spiny. They're kind of spiky. Yeah, and it's the spikiness isn't the part that hurts. It's just that they're hard. They're hard to rock. Like a nut.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you.
I can imagine. You have to clean
they're a pain. But you can use the Florel. Here's the thing. Let me just give you a little intro here.
Now, let me ask you, you don't see too many of these in the nursery, do you? You know, these liquid lumbar.
Because of that,
yeah.
There is a fruitless variety, but the leaves are like rounded. They're not the star shape, and they're just not the same.
Not the same thing.
It's weird. They kind of look like a fig tree's leaf.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but it's not the same. Mm-hmm. It's not the same.
So people buy these because of the leaf and the color.
The leaf and the fall color, and that they're just a nice tree. Like, for instance, if there's an area where you don't do any maintenance in the back, where you're not going to walk or anything like that, it's fine.
Yeah.
But here's how you can eliminate undesirable fruit from your trees. A foliar spray of Florel brand growth regulator from Monterey Chemical will reduce or eliminate undesirable fruit development on ornamental trees and shrubs such as apple, carob, crab apple, elm, flowering pear. Flowering pears have become an issue. Flowering plum, horse chestnuts. Aaron, you got your horse chestnuts. Jesus. I know you're trying to do
help
side
me.
Business.
Yeah, Lord, help me.
We had to bring this in.
Okay. Man. And that oak, so you can get rid of acorns by spraying it.
Really?
Olive, sour orange, sweet gum. There's what we're talking about. Sycamores and others. Now, the application must be made at the mid to full bloom stage. So think like fruit trees. The time that you spray fruit trees, this is something that you're spraying to eliminate fruit, but it's got to be in that mid to full bloom stage because you're preventing the pollination, and you can't go and put on too much. You want it to be so that it's wet and not run off. Failure to wet the blooms thoroughly will cause incomplete fruit elimination. So you'll get some. Spraying too much, and this is, a bigger problem, will actually stunt the plant and cause some defoliation and other plant injury. Sprays applied too early, so this is, you want to do it while they're in bud, or too late will be less effective and the results incomplete fruit elimination. You got to do it when they're in that mid-bud stage to when they're starting to get ready to be pollinated. The activity of the Florel brand growth regulator is linked to plant growth activity and is therefore slower acting when temperatures are below 60 degrees or above 95 degrees. Trees or shrubs should not be under stress when treated, such as from drought or insects or disease, and apply it when rain is not expected for 24 hours. So, if you have a crab apple, if you have a pin oak where you're sick of the acorns falling, you can spray your tree, but the whole idea is you're getting it to the point when it's in flower, and with certain plants, you don't know, like, is it flowering? Like, you know, early in the season, like I'm always excited to see the native red maples in flower. And that where if you have a silver maple, like my neighbor, thank you very much, where those Samara fall from the, they're a weed tree. Or, for instance, I have also another neighbor that has a gigantic mulberry tree.
Oh. Ugh. Another one.
It's not just the berries. It's not just the weeds from the berries. It's the birds. Oh. The birds eat them, and then they poop. On your corn. And then they end up pooping all over the place. And then they're pooping out seeds that grow, and then they turn up to be, you don't notice the tree until it's about, you know, and at 2 inches caliper, and then you've got to rip it out of the ground somehow.
What a mess.
So this mess. Florel will help the fruiting of those type of trees, but you have to time it right. You have to time it when they actually are in flower. So it's something that can be done. And it just requires to do it at the right time, like everything. Like everything. Timing's everything, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it? So I'll tell you, it's something that is not used on the homeowner level too often. But Ron, you can do it. Growth regulators are used in the greenhouse production.
Oh, there are.
And what happens is that it helps a plant to be more compact and condensed. Bonsai is a very popular one that's used in greenhouse production. And that this is a similar concept because, again, it is a growth regulator, but it's not the exact same thing.
So it does more than what we're talking about here.
Huh? Well, it can.
Okay.
It can. Florel, again, it is what I would buy. I wouldn't look for anything else. And it is in a homeowner-sized bottle. You can get it in a pint or a quart. And it's something that you would mix. I think it was a quart to 10 gallons, something like that. So you do the math. And that you can put it in a sprayer and spray. But the trick is you have to have a sprayer that will reach the tops of the trees.
Yeah, especially
trees. So, again, just be aware of that. So, Ron, that's what you need to do. And I think you knew that already because you mentioned in your text. You don't get much of a choice, and the time is of the essence because they are starting to drop petal now at this point. So
how great is that there's an item like this that they can, you know, spray to get that whole problem situated.
Right, and right on the label is the gumball from Sweet Gum.
Yes,
you know, it's
there you go. There you go, Ron.
So again, Florel, look for it at your local garden center. If they don't have it, I think you can find it online. I hate doing that, but again, your local garden center is where you should always look first. Okay, because they may have one from a different company, and this is something that we've heard of before. I just. You know, there's some things where it's like crab apples. Like, I don't mind crab apples. Yeah. Let the birds eat them.
Yeah,
you know, but
this is tough.
Oh, if
this
you've ever stepped on one,
oh,
you know that either you're getting an axe or you're getting Florel. You know?
Right. I think we'll get Florel.
Right. We'll be back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Looking to get rid of those broadleaf weeds? Fertilome's Weed Free Zone is a broadleaf post-emergent weed killer that kills 80 of the toughest broadleaf weeds in lawns and other areas in your yard. Fertilome's Weed Free Zone is a fast-acting product. It's a cool weather performer in the 45 to 90 degree range. Fertilome's Weed Free Zone is excellent for those tough weeds, including poison ivy, henbit, Virginia buttonweed, wild violet, thistle, dandelion, chickweed, spurge, and ground ivy. Fertilome's Weed Free Zone is the go-to tough weed killer in the Fertilome product line. A proven cool weather performer you must have.
So,
the next time you visit your local independent garden center, ask for Fertilome's Weed Free Zone and expect to have the best lawn and landscape in the neighborhood.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or see and hear us by subscribing to Bloomers' YouTube channel. Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley every Saturday. First, wake up with us at 6 a.m. on WNWR The Word at 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. Tune in at 8 a.m. to Bloomers in the Garden Radio on Talk 860 WWDB. A rebroadcast of Bloomers in the Garden Radio is played each Saturday evening at 5 p.m. on The Word, 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard throughout the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. No matter what type of gardener you are, using a slow-release fertilizer is essential for growing the healthiest plants, huh, Len?
That's right.
Yep.
Doesn't matter, house plants, vegetable plants, perennials, shrubs, trees,
you name it.
Slow release is where it's at.
you know, nice and slow.
That's right. And that we talk about soil amendments being essential, that whenever you plant, use a soil amendment because it's the you can get into the soil around the root zone of the plant. It's one of the only times you can. Some people will try to mix in some around the plant, but it doesn't have the same result as when you actually install the plant. So here we go. Our favorite topic, mycorrhiza.
Oh, yes.
Mycorrhiza. It's a fungi. It's a fun guy.
It's a fun guy.
It's a fun guy.
That's right.
Mycorrhiza is like a fun guy because it goes and it attaches to the root hairs of the plant. And basically, I think of it as like a cartoon mouth chomping down into the soil. And when it swallows and it goes, instead of down its gullet and stomach, it goes up into the plant. Yeah, how's that? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does.
I used to watch a lot of cartoons. So.
Yeah.
You said it's a fun guy. It sounds like a fun time.
Guy. Yeah, there you go. And so it's a symbiotic relationship between in the plant where it's in the soil. And I did a talk the other day about perennials, and we were talking about, you know, have you ever had like plants, azaleas, or landscape plants where they just don't, no matter how much fertilizer you give them, they don't get green, and they just stay yellow. And a lot of that is that where some of the instead of staying around the root zone, the mycorrhiza will rise up and it'll rot other areas and will be attached into, say, rotting the mulch. And that's why you always want to use something that is a bark type of mulch. You don't want to use something that is like a like chips. Like, for instance, like have you know, your local tree company says, you want any chips? No, you don't, because that will attract termites and other things. But it's again the mycorrhiza, which you want around the root zone, and that's contained in good soil amendments like bumper crop. And you want to use bumper crop every time you plant. It is an excellent, excellent source for nutrient value, but also it helps with watering and things like that. So that's not exactly what we're talking about. We want to talk about a slow-release granular fertilizer. And the good news is you have things like any of the tones from Espoma, garden tone, holly tone, plant tone. All of the tones are organic, and therefore they release slow. It's not something where it's going to be really fast. Now, that's a good and a bad thing because it doesn't necessarily green up real quick. It's got to break down in the soil and the organics, and that's how they work. They have to break down in the soil, and they eventually release, and that it will help your plants. Now, I personally, in containers, like so when I plant a mixed container or anything like that, even in some of the there's a shrubbery or any of the trees, I like using a polymer-coated fertilizer. And if you're looking on YouTube, you can see I'm holding Jack's Classic Coat. That's its time-released fertilizer. And okay, so how is it time-released? I'm going to date myself. More TV. I spent a lot of time in front of the TV.
Oh, gosh.
Do you remember the commercial for the cold medicine Contact?
I remember that.
Yeah. You know, it's the tiny little time.
And they open it up.
They pull the pill apart pill, and they, yeah. all these little pills drop out. Yeah, that's that. Basically what this is like. Uh-huh. But it's a polymer-coated fertilizer that releases with heat and water over time. So it's not something that's going to be, you know, it doesn't have to break down right away because there's different types of polymers that are coated. So it releases quicker than, say, an organic would, and it also lasts a little bit longer. Now, all of the tones from Espoma, again, slow release because they're organic, but you have to reapply them probably about every 6 weeks or so. In hanging baskets, in mixed containers, anything that is not, say, I don't know, I vegetables, I would not use it. I would only use the organic garden tone or tomato tone because, again, I think that's a better product. But it's the combination of the soil amendment with the slow-release granular fertilizer. And, again, we talked about how the organic fertilizers are a little bit slower to react, and that I want a water-soluble fertilizer, which works immediately. It's immediately accessible to your plant. So it's a combination.
Combination of both slow and.
That's right. That's right. Fast. Look, I got a stack here.
Okay. There you go.
Now, the only thing that's missing is the soil amendment. But again, I understand people want to be organic, but I want to be organic when it makes sense. But then if there's a better product that may be inorganic, like the polymer-coated fertilizer or the water-soluble fertilizer, because honestly, they tried a water-soluble organic fertilizer and it didn't work.
No,
it just was not effective. I want to use all three. And depending on the plant that I'm using, for instance, like I'm going to use in my vegetable garden, I'll try to go as organic as I can. But in my flower garden, hey, you know, I'll be going with water soluble for sure often. But there's different fertilizers for different uses. Don't just, like it used to be, oh, I'm going to use a 10-10-10. Oh, a 10-10-10. All chemical. Yeah. You know, it's gone. It rained. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't last long. 5-10-5, 10-6-4. They used to say it. I'm on a 10-6-4, 50% organic.
Yeah, really.
All right. Okay. You know, yeah. And at least that would be half organic. Right. But those days are over. Those days are over. The garden tones, the plant tones, all of those. Like, for instance, and I'm saying what plants? So, Mike, garden tone, obviously. Tomato tone on tomatoes. Garden tone on the rest of the garden. Flower tone on my annuals. Plant tone on my perennials. Yep. On my perennials. 100% organic. And then I'm using a water soluble, like folks out there, you remember 2020? I want a 2020 water soluble. Yeah, right. And that used to be from Peters. Peters 2020. It was the recommended before Miracle-Gro. It was what was recommended. And that, just quick side note, Jack's last name is Peters. Peters was bought by Scotts. Scotts owns Miracle-Gro. The statutes of limitations is off. So guess who's back in business is Jack.
Is
the Peter family, and they're the best at water-soluble fertilizer. Again, a combination of all three. Good soil amendment, a good long-lasting granular fertilizer, and water-soluble fertilizer.
There you go. We've come a long way, Holland.
We have.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's 1, 2, 3. 100%. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3.
So I do want to take a trip down a time capsule.
Oh, good. Right? I like that. I'm old.
Well, I mean, you mentioned earlier about, you know, the old school thinking, the 10-10-10, 10-10-4. Like, we had a gentleman that came in a while back. He's like, yeah, you guys sell 10-10-10. And I'm like, I'm trying to figure out.
We got it in small bags now.
Right.
We used to sell, like, palletfuls of that.
Huh? Really? Oh, geez.
Yeah.
So I think my question is, I guess, is the numbers referring to the ingredient scale?
Yeah, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium.
Okay. All right.
So NPK.
Okay, got it.
And here you go. This is what they used to be, up, down, all around. Okay?
That sounds like something we said back outside.
The higher the first number, okay, makes it grow, okay? The second number makes the roots grow, and the third number makes the plant grow all around, helps it to divide, makes it grow things like flowers and stuff like that.
Again, very valuable information.
Up, down, all around.
Up, down, all around. That's a great way to put it.
Only problem is that in organics, you look on the back and it's like, it's a 3-4-4.
Way down.
And that's the percentage of what's in the bag. So if 7% of it, you know, then what's the other 93%?
Correct.
But it's also different elements that aren't listed on that analysis.
Got you. So the rest is just filler, in a sense.
No. Julio, grab me a bag here. So flower tone, for instance, has in it, so it has some quick-release nitrogen, and it also has magnesium, sulfur. It has other things in it, feather meal, poultry manure, bone meal, alfalfa meal, and all these things are micronutrients that plants use. But the old school way, 10-6-4, 5-5-5-10-5, all those old school ways, that's all that was in that bag.
Got it.
So
appreciate that. Thanks, guys.
Anyway, that it's a combination, good soil amendment, granular fertilizer, slow release, whether that's organic or whether that's a chemical release, and always a water soluble, which is going to be inorganic, but man, it's going to make your plants jump.
Right.
And that there'll be beautiful. Uh-huh. You know, often we get compliments. How do you make them so nice? And it's like, it's because we're using Petunia Feed by Jack's Classic.
That's right.
And it makes those plants look beautiful. And the analysis is based specifically for those hybrid annuals that everybody's planting now.
Right. It's known because we use it, and you can see the facts are there.
Yeah, there you go. Right. That's it.
1, 2, 3.
We'll be back in the garden right after this.
Spring is here, and people have a lot of questions about Weed and Feed. There's one simple answer: BioAdvanced 5-in-1 Weed and Feed. Just one application kills lawn weeds and prevents new weeds and crabgrass up to 6 months. And if crabgrass is already growing, it kills that too. Plus, 5-in-1 feeds and greens your lawn. BioAdvanced 5-in-1 Weed and Feed. Get more from the blue bag.
Here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix gives roots the ideal balance of air and moisture. It contains a special blend of beneficial mycorrhiza to help grow stronger roots, bigger plants, and more bountiful blooms. Try Espoma Organic Potting Mix indoors and out for all your potted flowers, vegetables, and you'll see why it's the best. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant paired with the perfect container can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to ZZ plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. So, Professor Steve called us while on the road home from wintering in Florida. Each year, he brings back a bit of sunshine when coming back to New Jersey. Here, listen to his call.
Good morning, Lynn and Julio. It's the professor. And we're driving up from Florida right now. I have hundreds of large geraniums in my car. And I can't wait to get home. I get the bloomers, get all my vegetables and my annuals, and to see you guys. So I'll see you after the show on Saturday. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Can't wait.
And he's always there, too.
Yes, Saturday mornings Saturday is his time. But, you know, I talked to him. He said that he pulls up his geraniums and pulls them out and brings them back to New Jersey to transplant them here in New Jersey, and that he says he has amazing results. And I love that. And that where he does the same thing that people can do or they used to do back in the day, where they used to make their geraniums, like they would hang them upside down in a cool spot. It's like going back to like where they would have root cellars and things like that, because root cellars would stay at a like 50 degree temperature, and that potatoes would end up down there, and geraniums, because they would stay dormant, but just at the point where they were still viable, but they would plant them outside in the spring, and all of a sudden, they'd be beautiful and big. I love that. If any of you out there planted your geraniums from last year, I want to know.
Yeah,
because there aren't too many people that still do that.
Yeah.
And I think it's a fun way of perpetuating that same plant. It's certainly recycling and things along that nature. But again, it just is not done anymore, unfortunately, because it's work.
Right.
Yeah.
It's work.
Hey, Professor Steve. Hey, man, we'll see you in the garden.
We'll see you in the garden.
Let's go.
He's ready.
That's my man.
He's ready.
He's ready. He comes right up.
And look, May 15th is a frost-free date. This week, we've had lows in the 30s.
Yeah, you got to watch.
Had frost, had stuff that we brought our stuff in, but other people, they didn't, and they're dead. You got to make sure you're still watching all the way through May 15th. A few weeks back, we talked about how there would be a full moon on the 23rd. That's and guess
right.
what?
Uh-huh.
That Thursday, 34 degrees.
Yes.
It's still going to be potential of freezing. So please watch your plants out there. Steve, are you keeping them in the car for a while, or are you going to put them? Are you going to put them in the ground right now? I didn't ask
we'll
him.
Find out Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. And did you celebrate yesterday?
Yesterday, what was yesterday?
Anyone? Sam, I know you did. No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Me neither.
It was Arbor Day yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. That's right.
Have some root beer?
Root beer. Oh,
all right. Well, I'm going to have to remind you guys earlier. Yeah, anyway, yesterday was Arbor Day.
Okay. There you go.
Anyway, I hope you all celebrated out there. Yeah.
Hopefully it was just you, Len.
Maybe. We'll be back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
If you're like me, then you absolutely love birds. The Bird Sanctuary at Bloomers Home and Garden Center has you covered. They're dedicated to the care and feeding of wild birds of all sorts. Want to bring more birds to your yard? Then you got to see this place. Bloomers has a huge flock of feeders, birdhouses, birdseed, and much, much more. Want to feed the birds and not the squirrels? They have this absolutely cool bronze bird feeder that will drive those sneaky squirrels nuts. They'll be moving to the next door neighbor in no time. OMG. Bloomers have these absolutely adorable birdhouses that will turn your yard into the perfect bird B&B. They carry all types of wild bird seed, suet, seed cakes, and mealworms. Bloomers stocks Lyric, Kohl's, CNS, Pine Tree Farms, and much, much more that will keep those beautiful birds coming back for more. Bloomers Home and Garden Center is located in Washington Township in Gloucester County. For more information and directions, check them out on the web at bloomers.com. Bloomers Home and Garden Center, you got to see this place.
Well, another show in the can, so they say.
Yes,
hey, listen, watch the weather. Mm-hmm. Watch the weather. Don't be planting impatience and things.
Yeah.
You know, you got to make sure that because it's going to be cold. Mm-hmm. If you have questions about your garden, landscape, your lawn, please call the hotline. That hotline number is 609-685-1880. Leave us your question, and we'll call you back with your answer. Mm-hmm. If we use it on the air, you get a t-shirt.
There you go.
All right. We'll see you next week right here in the garden.
See you in the garden.